Inviting pollinators into your yard. That story coming up on This Land of Ours. If you want a pollinator-friendly landscape, Roseanne Ruvolo, Master Gardener with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service, has some tips.
You want to have your bulbs in the spring and move on to other things and try and work with as many perennials as you can so that you've got a constant influx of blooms for the pollinators.
Ruvolo says one plant that, despite its name, is a big hit with hummingbirds, bees, and butterflies is the buddleia, or butterfly bush.
They're a beautiful native plant, and there are a number of different colors that they flower in, and they can be great for screening as well as just looking gorgeous. And then you kind of cut them down in the fall, and they'll just sprout back up.
Other pollinator-friendly flowers that grow well anywhere are black-eyed Susans and purple coneflowers.
They kind of have the look of a common daisy, but their coloration is quite different, and they're fantastic for our pollinators later in the year because as they dry out, they still give a nice presentation. The stalks stay upright, and the seed heads are great for birds.
Find out more about creating a pollinator garden at pollinator.org. I'm Cindy Zimmerman, Southeast AgNet.